A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. KSL News Time is 6 o'clock. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story this hour.
Depending on where you're starting your morning, your drive is either just wet or slick and slushy.
Our live team coverage begins with KSL News Radio's Adam Small on the roads in Salt Lake City. Adam?
Yeah, Amanda, in Salt Lake County, the freeways and side streets in most of the valley is actually looking pretty good. Making your way up and down I-15, traffic is moving normally. Plus, it's a little bit warmer than it was in the last storm on Friday, so there's a little bit less of a risk of running into ice, but regardless, still be extra careful. Problem areas right now, especially Utah County, but also the southeast portion of Salt Lake County, seeing a little bit slick roads, snow still coming down, with Provo expected to see rain and snow for the next hour or so. As always, slow down, increase your following distance. Don't overcorrect if you find yourself skidding or fishtailing out there. Reporting live in Murray, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
Coincidentally, this system moving in overnight kicks off Avalanche Awareness Week with a bang. Our team coverage continues with KSL News Radio's Allie Litzinger.
With even more snow falling overnight, avalanche caution is still in full force. The Utah Avalanche Center has considerable warnings from Logan down to Skyline. And the warnings are real. On Saturday, Snowbird confirmed a skier-caused avalanche. Thankfully, no one was caught in it, but 17 people in the U.S. died last year in an avalanche, four of them in Utah. You can check the latest conditions on the Avalanche Center's website, but when in doubt, they advise staying off high-elevation slopes facing the north. Allie Litzinger, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. More than 3 weeks after the murders of four University of Idaho students, detectives are expected to get some forensic test results today. ABC's Morgan Norwood has more.
Two surviving roommates broke their silence during a memorial in letters read by a pastor.
I know it will be hard to not have the four of them in our lives, but I know Zanna, Ethan, Maddie, and Kaylee would want us to live life and be happy, and they would want us to celebrate their lives.
It comes as family members criticize investigators for releasing little information, including why the surviving roommates have been ruled out as suspects, who called 911, how the killer got inside the house, and what's leading investigators to believe the attack was targeted.
To date, police have not identified any suspects or a motive.
Tens of thousands of people in North Carolina are preparing to be without electricity for days after gunfire damaged two electrical substations.
The sheriff says the attack appears to be targeted. They're looking into whether the sabotage is connected to a drag show in the area. Earlier Saturday, a crowd gathered outside a theater to protest a drag show that night. The theater lost power 40 minutes into the show. The audience using their phones to light the room. Since the shooting at Club Q in Colorado Springs last month, authorities say hate speech targeting LGBTQ people has increased online. Authorities say there is no evidence yet connecting the drag show and the attack on the power grid.
Iran's attorney general says the country's morality police force is being disbanded after months of protests over the death of a young woman in their custody. But Iranian state media later disputed those claims. ABC's Lama Hassan has more from the foreign desk in London.
People have been fed up with the regime, and this has been simmering, and this just boiled over. The death of this young woman who was taken into custody by the morality police because they thought that she wasn't wearing her hijab correctly, because they thought that her hair was showing. And later she died in custody. Now that sparked these protests that have shown no signs of slowing down.
Utah State Police have arrested a man they say exposed himself to women on campus last week. They sent out a campus-wide alert Friday afternoon and then booked Lawrence Roberts into the Cache County Jail. Police say he is not a student.
First look traffic.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.